Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So I'm watching this PFL with Carver High. Honestly, I was saying to B-Mac, you can't tell me that these guys, you saw those two guys gushing blood like the Exxon Valdez? You cannot tell me that these guys in 20 years from now aren't going to have like brain damage. You can't even sell me that they're not all going to be just absolute invalids. They're going to be drooling out of their mouths, sitting in wheelchairs. All these guys think they're invincible. They like, you know, they fight to the death. Remember, they used to call it human cockfighting and everything. So, like, this is literally, when you watch this stuff, this bare-knuckle stuff, and then these UFC and this these pro fight leagues and Bellator and all the rest of them. If you ever notice one thing that they'll always say, Carver High, these fighters and these the handlers, the promoters, Coker, Dana White, all of them, they've all been on my show, but they all say the same thing. You hear them all the time. They say, no one ever dies. We don't have deaths in the octagon. We don't have serious injuries because, you know, the gloves are safe. The sport's safe. The referees are safe. The doctors are safe, and it's the safest sport. Like, and they're selling you that can of tomatoes. Honestly, you got to be kidding me. You cannot tell me. I don't care what any of those people say. They're all lying through their teeth so they can make money. The deal is this. You cannot tell me that you can have this kind of abuse to your brain. And do you see these two guys beat the living crap out of each other?
Yeah, the guy who won actually took...
He looked worse than the guy that lost.
He took an illegal knee to the face, and that's what split him open and caused all the mess that he was in.
But did you see his face? He looked like somebody hit him with a baseball bat.
Yeah.
Like, how do you... Look at him. He's going to look... He's deformed. And they all act like this is the greatest night of their life. Meanwhile, he probably made $5,000, not even, fighting on the Pro Fighting League. You know they're not paying these people anything. So here's the deal. That guy, right, so he'll take all that abuse, you know, getting kicked in the head, punched in the head a million times. He's bleeding like a sieve. And you're telling me that nothing happens to their brain? Can you imagine selling that to Kyle Turley? You're going to tell me you're going to get kicked and punched like that in the face for 25 minutes and you're not going to have damage on your brain the rest of your life?
And this was like a tournament tonight. Those guys fought twice.
Twice.
The guys that were in the end fight.
They treat them like animals. They put them out there twice. That's like the gladiators back in Rome. They put them out there twice, three times. They make them fight all day. Fight to the death. And then when they were done, if they didn't win, they'd feed them to the lions, which is awesome. You don't think that would be awesome if they, like, at the loser, if we had, like, literally on this, because no one watches this to begin with, right? We're the only people in America watching.
We only watch this because we had esports on our TV.
Right. So now we're watching this, and you know what they should do? The loser should be fed to a lion, and we should watch it on television, watch some guy get eaten by a lion in his den. I think that would be awesome. Look at this guy. He's fighting next. This guy's the champ or something. He's fighting next.
Well, I think they fight each other, but they've already fought twice. I think it's at another date.
Oh, another. I hope so, because both of their faces look like they got literally somebody took a switchblade to their face.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.